Welcome. We invite you to enjoy this Word Alive message with Pastor Edwin E. Ford of Crossroads for Life Ministries, a voice in the next move of God. We know you'll be blessed by this spoken word of God as we tune into today's message.
A very familiar passage of scripture, Jeremiah 29 and 11. It's my baccalaureate message. This is a message for the bachelors. I didn't say the bachelors. I said baccalaureate. If you ain't graduating, this ain't for you. But I'm talking to somebody not just high school, but who's going to another level. This message is for you. Anybody plan on going up a little higher? I wish the whole church should have put their hands up. Amen. Amen. Jeremiah 29 and 11. I know y'all know it, but I'm just going to read it for your faith. You have it, say amen. Amen. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, Elijah and Haley, saith the Lord. Watch, check out his thoughts. He said, I got thoughts of peace and not of evil. God got some good thoughts about y'all. To give you an expected end. My question today, what do you expect? Nobody can want it more for you than you. Mama can't do it. Daddy can't do it. What do you expect to get? Amen. Some translators say to give you hope and a future. Glory to God. I'm going to quote this one out. 2 Corinthians 5 and 7 says, for we walk by and not by. This text today then for this baccalaureate service will be stepping out in faith. Today you are stepping out in faith. Father God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your hearers of your word tonight. Today, I pray that you will think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords. Father, I pray that this word will be sealed by your precious Holy Ghost in the ears of those who come to hear. For faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Have your way in this service today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Somebody tell God thank you. You may be seated in the house of God. Hallelujah. Stepping out in faith. It's a beautiful promise in our text today that, again, many have written books about it, have made t-shirts and bumper stickers about Jeremiah 29 and 11. But sadly enough, it's one of the most misunderstood text in scripture. Many people think it means that God has laid out a perfectly paved, easy road for us. That God's got it laid out for you. You're going to have a bed of ease, a flowery bed of ease. We think it guarantees to us no failures, no heartbreaks, and no detours. But if anybody who lived a little bit, no, that is the furthest thing from the truth. But that is not what faith is all about. Faith is not about everything being easy. Faith is about everything becoming possible. Hallelujah. Faith is not knowing where we are going. Faith is knowing who is going with us. I want to read that again because I had to put that out. That was a little special. Thought I'd pull that out. Faith is not knowing where we are going. Faith is knowing who, not where, but who is going with you. Glory to God. When God promised to guide the children of Israel to the promised land, he didn't promise an immediate stress-free journey. Many times people think about the journey or the promised land and Canaan and all those things, but many times what we see in scripture It's not what happened once they got in or enjoyed the land. Most of the scripture is written about the challenges that they had to incur before they ever seize what God's given them. See, it's one thing for God to give you something. It's another thing for you to possess it. Say that again. It's one thing for God to promise you houses and beds of ease and great futures and great destinies, but it's another thing that for you to possess it. Okay, let me say this way. Imagine if someone can call you and say, "Look here, man, I got a brand new standing set of wash and dryer for you, man. Hey, I bought it for you. Glory to God. I got it. It's yours. I bought it. Paid for. Brand new. You know, them front loaders. You know what I'm talking about? Heavy duty. At least a grand a piece. Laundromat style. They're yours too. And in your favorite color." Here's the thing. Even though I have given it to you, you're going to have to come pick them up. Okay, y'all ain't caught it now. Say, even though they're yours now, but you're going to have to come possess it. And that's what God has done for us. He has given it to us, but now you're going to have to go get it. You're going to have to go get the education. You're going to have to go get the degree. You're going to have to go get the job. You're going to go. It's yours now. I already paid for it. It's already done, but you're going to have to come get it. And this is the case with the children of Israel. God has given them the promised land, but now they have to go possess the land. And in possessing the land, you got to understand there are giants in the land. So hallelujah. It shows, man. Don't be scared. That's why he told us in 2 Timothy 1:7, he says, "I have not given you the spirit of fear, but I did give you something in the previous verse. I put an anointing in you." That there's something your mom and your daddy put in you while you're being raised. They say, your mother Lois and your grandmother Eunice. And he says, "I know what's in you, Timothy. I know what's been deposited in you, Elijah. I know what's in you, Haley. I know what your mama prayed. I know what your daddy prayed. It's in you. I don't care about the challenge you're dealing with in college. You got something in you, boy. Just go in there and gut it up. You got something on the inside. So don't be afraid of it. Everything you need is in you." Tell him, I got it. Now you're going to have to do like Luke says, Jesus tells us in Luke 21, "Possess ye your soul." Though you got a soul, you got to take control. You got to get in control of your soul. What is your soul, Pastor? That's your mind. You can't let nobody come from another place. Don't let come here, do not what bid here. Don't let nobody tell you how to behave. You already know how. You got training. You got home training. Don't let nobody come from Jamaica, somebody come from California and tell you doing drugs is fine. No, sir. You know what time it is. It's in you. You know how to live right. You know how to be respectful. You know how, come on now, you know how to behave. It's in you. Don't need no negative reports coming back about you. It's already inside. And even when you get into a dark place, never get worried, because you are the light. You better hear me. When you understand who you are, darkness is never an issue in your life. I don't care how bad things are, you are the light. When you showed up, there's possibility. When you showed up, there is doors going to be open, because you are the light. Amen. He says he didn't promise them immediate stress-free living. He promised them something much better than stress-free living. No obstacles. This is what he promised them. God promised him presence. In Joshua 1:9, he says, he told them, "Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed." Why? Because the Lord, listen, y'all ain't got the promise. Y'all ain't got excited about that. He said, don't worry about all that other stuff. This is my promise to you. No matter what school you go to, no matter where you matriculate to, I'm with you. See, you ain't got excited about that. Glory to God. I don't care what kind of test you take, I'm being there with you. Holly, see, we don't want presents. We want presents. We want gift cards. Come on now. We heard Jared say, we want a car. We don't want education, we want a car. We want some more presence. We're not happy because nobody didn't give us enough presence. But God said, if they don't give you nothing, I'm with you. I'll never leave you. When you get dropped off to college, we had to drop all of our kids off to college. If you get dropped off to college, don't mom and daddy going back home, I'm with you. And I'll never forsake you. I don't care how tough it gets, you're going to find out there's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. You're going to have people in your life that are going to come and promise you something, and they're going to lie. But you got to know this, the Lord God is with you. Hallelujah. Wherever you go. So in this walk of faith, as you leave this sanctuary today and step into your future, this is the theology that's defined as the walk of faith. So I want to inform you that the walk of faith requires you to be ready. I'm going to say it again. The walk of faith requires for you to be ready. I'm talking to somebody in the audience because they think faith means getting ready. No, no, no. Faith, if you got Bible faith, that means you got to be ready. When the blessing comes, you can't be getting ready. And so many Christians are wondering why they're not, because they're not walking by faith. Faith says you should be ready. Because if you believe God's going to do it, why aren't you ready? If you believe God's going to make a way out, no way, why aren't you ready? If you believe, you talking about promotion, you ain't doing nothing that says you believe God's going to give you promotion. You talking about God's going to give you increase, you living like you. There are three things that indicate a person who's ready. When a person is really ready, they're well versed. They know their word. When you are ready, you should know every scripture possible that pertains to what you believe in God for. Number two, if you're ready, you should be well dressed. Okay. I know we say natural. You don't dress for the job you have. You dress for the job you want. Hallelujah. It's the same in the spiritual realm. He says every day you should be well dressed. Hallelujah. You should put on the whole armor of God. Come on now. You should have these every day. You talking about you ready for a blessing? You ain't. You coming out the house naked. If you say you waiting for God to do something, that this is the year that God's going to give you your destiny, your hope, and your future, why aren't you dressed? I know the world has sucked us into this casual spirit, hallelujah, as if we're not formally waiting. Amen. You're dressed casual for a formal blessing because God does everything decently and in order. And if you are expecting God, why aren't you dressed? Why don't you have on the helmet of salvation? Why aren't you living like what you're talking about? Why don't you have on the breastplate of righteousness? Glory to God. I thought you say you're ready and you getting pot shots all day. Why don't you have all yourself girded about with truth? Why you got so many loose ends in your life? Why you got so many lies over your life? You got to gird up your life with some truth. You need to go ahead and stop being honest if you're ready. Oh, I'm talking better. Hallelujah. Aren't your feet shod with the preparation of feet? Come on, why don't you have the shield of faith? And last but not least, why don't you have a sword? And why aren't you swinging it? God said, you got swords. Y'all need to tell your neighbor, swing your sword. When was the last time you put your word on your debt? When was the last time you put your word on your sickness? When was the last time you put your word on your relationships? Stop calling it a mess. Stop calling it hopeless. Come say, we can do all things through Christ. Come on, tell them, swing your sword. Oh, when you go to that finance office, you say, all of my needs are met. We out of debt. We got plenty more. Tell your neighbor, swing it, swing it. I will get favor today from the north, the south, the east, and the west. You got to swing your sword. If you are ready, you got to be well dressed. Ready? You ready? If you're well versed, if you know your word, and you're well dressed, and you're covered in the spirit, last but not least, you'll be well rewarded. Oh, you're not hearing me. Hallelujah. Tell him it is well. Tell them it is well. That's what we want to hear the Lord say. It is well. Hallelujah. It is well done. You want to get a well done, you got to be well versed. Got to be well dressed. Because you're going to be well rewarded. And if you get well, if you get that reward, you're going to hear him say, come on, that's all right. That's all right. Okay, three steps to the journey, real quick, right quick. Number one, you got to define success by character and not by credentials. Right? Remember, write that down on your memory decks. You define, if you're going to be ready for this journey, you're going to have to define your success by character and not by credential. Okay. Success, real success, is not defined by how much stuff you got. Real success is defined by the character you possess. Oh, this is what's wrong with the world today. See, we will try to measure our worth by our job titles, by our salary, or the first thing you ask somebody to start telling me what they got. Yeah. No, I said, I want to know who you are. I didn't say what you do. I said, who are you? This is the person I'm going to have to live with. You're not living with IBM, Apple. You live with Rufus. Some of y'all going to get roommates in college and stuff like that. No. I don't want to know where you come from. I want to know who you are. You steal. You don't never buy no groceries. I need somebody who's been and has some roommates in college. Some roommates from hell. You can't fit my shoes. That money was on my refrigerator. And not for long, if your character will define who you are. They start calling your names like liar, schemer, trickster. Slick. Freaky. I'm going to bring that out now. And y'all young people don't feel bad, because if you can interview some of these old folk, if I can get about five of their old boyfriends and girlfriends in, tell me about Louise. Which one you talking about? What are you? The one singing in the choir? Pastor, I don't want to mess up your church. Louise is some. I didn't say was. I still meet her for lunch every Thursday. Since you asked me over here, I thought. Somebody say character. Not credentials. See. But God measures success by the content of your character. Martin Luther King, we've quoted a very famous quotation from him. He says, the ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands in times of challenge and controversy. This, he says, is the ultimate measure of a man. Your kindness and how you treat people who can do absolutely nothing for you determines your worth of that. You really want to see who people really are? Use that measuring. Now, I'm not sure how they treat their boss or they treat people who can influence them or bless them. Uh-uh. See how they treat people who can't do nothing for them. How they treat the waitresses and the waiters, and how they treat the cashiers. Watch how they talk to people, because that's how they're going to talk to you. That's who they really are. Not that one that's been brown-nosing all day. Watch how they treat people who can't do nothing for them. I don't ever get caught up in a mess. Who, hey, Pastor, how much? I'm just waiting to follow you. I like to see people when they don't know. When I come from the gym, I got on all my workout clothes. They don't know. They don't know that's me. Got my skull cap on, sweaty. They don't see that's me. I ain't cute like I am today. I just want to see how much laughter you had. That was just too much laughter for that. Pastor, you should have said, Pastor, you know you look. Okay. And you watch how they treat people who can't do nothing for them. And then they find, oh, that's Pastor. Oh, no, 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 no. I got you. I know you now. You're not sweet. You're not nice. No, no, you do that to get over on people, to take advantage of people. But who you really are is when you're around people who can't do nothing for you. Just be still and you'll see them. Excuse me. I ordered. Just watch, don't say nothing. Ooh, cause you talk. I ain't gonna use that nasty. I want my order right. Oh. Don't you ever, just hope you don't ever become a waiter. Because that's exactly how they're going to talk to you. Amen. Let me move on. Achievement is important, but true joy is found in serving others. Therefore, everyone can be great because everybody can serve. Second thing, the second step to the journey, you got to embrace failures. I know your parents say you ain't gonna never fail, so pastor said it. You will have setbacks. We all pray that you never have a setback. But that's not even scriptural. Psalms 34:19 said, many are the afflictions of the righteous. But here we go again. But God will deliver you from the moment. What about the people who live right? Don't ever do nothing wrong. Well, I got a scripture for you too. 2 Timothy 3:12. They that live godly shall suffer. You ain't did nothing wrong because you're going through. That's called life. It rains on the just. And no, you don't have to commit suicide because it didn't work out for you, boo. It didn't work out for all of us. At some point or another, yes, we need true. You will have setbacks. You're going to face some closed doors. They're going to deny some loans. You're going to have some unexpected detours. The car ain't going to work all the time. You ain't going to get a ride from people you gave a ride. Yeah, as anointed as you are. They're going to do you wrong, too. Everybody ain't going to pay your money back. This is something y'all don't want to tell each other. Tell them. Also tell them, that's all right. All things work together. It was good that I had some setbacks. For I learned that in whatsoever state, I had to learn that, y'all, by my setback, that when it didn't come through, and when it did do what they said it was going to do, I learned to be content. That means that let me know I can do all things. Hallelujah. It's one thing to know you can do it when you got everybody behind you, but when you can do it with nobody behind you, it gives you some kind of strength. Thank you, sir. I never knew I was that strong. I never knew I was that enough. I appreciate you leaving. Help me here. You will have set. Let me hurry up to my close. See, the lessons of life are almost always taught in the classroom of suffering. Whether you're suffering through an exam, it might be on a paper, whether you got pain or disease or heartbreak or grief, again, character is built in the valleys, not in the mountaintops. I'm going to say it again. Character, biblical character, is built in the, he's a lily. You wonder where that song comes. Of the valley, he's the bright and the morning star. Oh, Jesus is a lily alone in the valley, and he's right. You remember what you remember? We got that song. There is a lily in the valley. How you know that? He's bright as the morning star. Say amen. 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 Joy I found in the valley, for he was bright as the morn. Okay. Y'all, they got to come at the lobby. Y'all didn't want me to say five bars before they come to the... What I'm about... I don't know how many words he thought I was going to remember. They said, okay, we'll come now. But the reason we got that song, because it was in my valley where I found joy, unspeakable, full of glory. It was in my valley where I found peace. Hallelujah. When you can sleep on a rock, you can sleep in a bed. I found peace that passes all. I wish somebody who's been in the valley before know what I'm talking about. Once you go through a valley, man, ain't nothing can move. None of these things move me. Neither do I love. It was my valleys that allowed me to enjoy my mountaintop. Hallelujah. That's why every time I think about it, I praise him because of my valley, where I come from, what I had to endure, what I had to get through. Then God bless me. That's why I appreciate everything I get, because of my valleys. See, if you were born with a silver spoon in your mouth, you don't know nothing about no valleys. So when you get in the valley, you have trauma. You want to faint. You want to throw it. But my valley taught me to bless the Lord at all times. And it's praise. Tell you, that's my valley. That's my valley running around the church. That's my valley hollering on this road. That's my valley. That's why I do what I do. It was all who are oppressed of the devil. That's in him. That's my anchor. And upon this rock, I will build my church. And the gates of it. Come on now. I said, upon this rock. What rock? The word of God. Upon the word of God. This is where you be anchored at. I don't care what you go through. Everybody here, help me here. Thank God for my valleys. That's where my character was forged, in the valley. When I could have stole from somebody, when I could have robbed somebody, but I still trusted in God. I will trust in the Lord until I die. Because I know, because he will supply. It was the valley. And you're going to have some valleys. You're going to have some rivers you can't cross, some mountains you can't climb, but you're going to make it. You're going to make it. Hallelujah. No matter what they do, I've been through some valleys, babe. I can tap somebody else on the shoulder. Baby, it's going to be all right. He's the God of the mountain, and he's the God of the valley. I wish I had somebody help me. Hallelujah. Some of the greatest blessings and the most important lessons will come from struggles you are forced to navigate. So do not run from difficulty. Let them shape you. Not my will. Let them cut you. Let them do that laser surgery on you. Cut away all that unforgiveness. Cut away all that bad attitude. Cut away all that backbiting. Let that sorrow do some surgery on your heart. My last point. Hallelujah. Not only will it define success by character, not credentials, that you are to embrace faith, but last and not least, anchor your identity in your faith. I know you're going to be great students. I know you're going to be awesome people, but don't let your identity be anchored in anything that ain't eternal. Don't let your identity be anchored in anything that's not eternal. The grass may wither, the flower may fade, but the word of God. If you want to put your anchor, okay, let me put it this way. Y'all don't want to help me. My hope is built. on nothing less. Come on now. But Jesus Christ and his righteousness. No one can trust a sweeter frame than holy lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All of the ground, can I say it that way, is sinking. If it's been on anything but Christ, it's coming down. Don't put your don't build your name on your money. Don't you do that. Don't you do that. Because whenever your money get funny and your chains get strange, you're going to be forgotten. Don't you build your hope on your reputation. Because people who be here for you today, and they will, ooh, they'll act like you never, come on, help me, sister. They'll act like you never existed. Don't ever, young people, old people, put your hope and your name in anything you see. You can't trust it. Okay, give you some scripture. 2 Corinthians 4:18 said, look not at things which are seen. Because whatever you see is temporary. You cute today. Y'all got pretty long hair now. You got a big old bush. You can't even put your cap down. Amen. Don't you put your hope in there as your nickname is Fluffy Fro. Because some of us used to have that same nickname. Yes, sir. And we like, we're in a bald head convention. You used to call you Fluffy? Yeah, boy. The kid used to have that thing. Hold up, brother. I think I still got my pick on me now. Throw that pick in. Throw that pick in the trash. He was not Fluffy no more. Don't ever. Shut you. Don't do it. Don't do it. I know it look good, Haley, but don't do it. As you step into new roles in life, whether as a college student, a professional, a spouse, a leader, your life is going to get busy. And when life gets busy, it's easy to forget who you are. When life gets busy, you'll get confused with who you are by what you're doing. And it won't be long then before you be something called confused. Am I a good person? Am I knowing it? Will God use you? That's what the enemy does. When he comes in like a flood, you got to be anchored on something that don't move. Your ultimate identity, and as smart and as intelligent you are, don't come from your GPA. Because after these next few years, ain't nobody going to ask your GPA. Stop telling people you was the magnum. I'm talking to these old folk now. Stop telling us we don't care. When I was in school, I was a magnum cum laude. Well, when I was in school, I drank a magnum. For those who don't know what I'm talking about, hallelujah. You pulling your pants up. You better pull your pants up to your nipples. You need to pull your pants back. Your identity is rooted and grounded in the Word of God. My identity means in Him. I live. I move. Come on, Mr. G. And I have my very being. My identity means I'm like a tree. Who knows somebody ever before? I'm like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water, ready to bring forth my fruit because this is my season. My leaf shall not fade or wither, and everything I do. That's what my identity is. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. No weapon formed against Edwin shall be able to prosper. Every tongue that's risen, hallelujah, he will condemn and bring it to an end. Oh, that's what my identity is in. My identity is in I've been fearfully and wonderfully made. That's what my identity. I've been redeemed. Anybody been redeemed in this church today? Anybody got an identity in Christ? I know what the doctor said, but that ain't my identity. I know what they said at the hospital, but that ain't my identity. My identity, I've been redeemed from the curse of the law, poverty, sickness, and spiritual death. And everything I do, that's what you put your identity in. Not by what people say. What doth the scripture say? Hallelujah. Because if a man be in Christ, hallelujah. Come on, anybody got some identity changes? If a man be in Christ, he is a new creation. I don't care what I messed up in yesterday. I don't care what they said about me yesterday. If a man be in Christ, I don't care about my mistakes. I don't care about my shortcomings. If a man be in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Not based on my credit score. I'm out of debt. I'm saying it again. Y'all scared. Y'all scared. I said, no, that ain't it. You can't go find mine on wall. I'm out of debt. My needs are met. I got plenty more to put in. So I'm blessed in the city. I'm blessed in the field. I'm blessed when I come. I'm blessed when I go. Hallelujah. I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. Everything I do, it will prosper. This word you know, God has anointed me with the Holy Ghost and power, and I will go about doing good, healing all who are oppressed of the devil. That's in him. That's my anchor. And upon this rock, I will build my church. And the gates of it, come on now. I said, upon this rock. What rock? The word of God. Upon the word of God. This is where you be anchored at. I don't care what you go through in life. This is my identity. Hallelujah. As he is, so am I. Here on earth. Come on, tell my say, I got a new identity. Hallelujah. And it's in the word. I got a hiding place. Mother Darcy said, in the word of God, I got a hiding place in the word. If you try to, if you look for me down here, he says, tell them these words, old sanctified. Says, tell them I'm saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized. I got Jesus on my mind and I'm running for my life. 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 Stand to your feet. I'm running for my life. If anybody asks you, what's the matter with me? Come on, help me close. Tell them I'm saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized. I got Jesus on my mind and I'm running for my life. Hallelujah. Haley, Elijah, you are two immensely talented, gifted, well-equipped people for life. God has given you courage. So don't fear what life may present you. God has given you something called grace. Grace is for everything you can't handle. The thorns of life are going to come, but His grace, it is sufficient for you. And we celebrate this milestone. We celebrate this graduation. But we also pray that your next step will be your greatest step. Paul said, this is wonderful. This is wonderful. But here's the key to life. Even as wonderful as the day's blessings are, tomorrow is going to be greater. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth to those things which are before. We celebrate, we thank God that he has brought you to this place. But God said, I got something better later. The best, listen, I know you might not believe this, but hear me the truth. The best is yet to come. When you look back over your life, you say, Lord, I didn't know it could get better than this. This is just the beginning of your greatness. But we don't want to waste this celebration because it is a great celebration. And we are proud of you that you stood the course. You hung on in there. There are many that did not make it. But you were one of the ones that did. And we thank God for you today. Somebody help me praise God for it.
Thank you for listening to this powerful message of Jesus Christ. Please join us for one of our life-changing services. Service times are Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Thursday night Bible study begins at 7 p.m. For more information on this ministry, log on to crossroadsforlife.com. And as always, remember, choose life.